from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to the discussion of Parshat Re'eh, Not My Children. In Parshat Re'eh, we have the pasuk verse that says, Atem Hashem Elokechem, you are children to Hashem your God. Lo titko to do. Don't cut yourself up. Don't put bald spots between your eyes or on top of your head because someone died. What's the connection? You're children of God. Don't cut yourself. What exactly is the connection? So there are three basic approaches. Rashi says, it's just not fitting. You know, passage. You're children of God. You're going to walk around with this ripped skin, bleeding. We don't do things like this. You're children of God. You're not Ru'im. He says, Ru'im l'rimil na'im b'lo gedudim. You should look beautiful, not all cut up. That's Rashi. Sparno picks up on this a little bit, but really gets into more of the emotional realm. You're so emotional because your relative died. You have someone more honored than that. You see, part of mourning is a loss of status. Aristotle suggests that the bracha of Sali called Sarki, that I'm wearing shoes, I'm all prepared. The notion of not wearing shoes during the morning period, the Shiva, is due to the fact that we lose status. Part of losing a loved one in your family is that you used to have a brother, you used to have a father, a mother. Now you don't. You lost status. Where do you fit in the family tree now? What is the family tree? Now that there's no father, brother, sister, mother, or God forbid, child. So he says, you feel bereft because you don't have a father anymore? He says, no. You have a relative who's even closer, who's even more honored than a father. And that's your father in heaven. You are children of God. The Rabbi Yosef Horshor, one of the Balei Tosfot, or the Das HaKeni Balei Tosfot, one of the Tosfot compilations, he says, you're not orphans. You think you're orphans? You told me in my Yinu Veinav, in the Pasuk in Lamentations in Eicha, you think you're orphans? You're not orphans. You have a father in heaven. So don't act as if you're this terrible orphan and you need to cut yourself because you're so upset. So you shouldn't be that upset because you still have your father in heaven. The Ralbag, medieval times in Ahol Moshe, more recent times in Italy, he says, look, you think God will be happy? You think, oh, I'm going to show him. I really mourn for my father. How's that? Oh, I cut myself all over the place. He said, you think your father in heaven is going to be happy with it? You're a child of God. God would not be happy with that. He's not interested in the baldness of his son. He wants his son to have whatever hair he has. Or the Ralbag says, your son of these, your father loves you. He doesn't want to burden you with having to cut yourself for the dead. Don't think that's some sort of act of pietism. No way. And finally, there's this theological question. In other words, you're sitting there saying, oi, my, God forbid, fill in the blank, relative died. I can't believe God did this. I'm angry with God. So he says, look, Chizkuni says, now look, you have a father in heaven and you should depend on him. So you wonder, yeah, but how could it be? He's only 35 years old. What? You have to depend on God. He's your father. Just like children, they say, you have to go to school now. I don't want to go to school. I don't like school. Father knows best. You go to school. Mother knows best. You go to school. Similarly, God says, so-and-so died, so-and-so is not going to make it. You have to depend on him, that God knows he has your back. He knows what needs to be. Why? I'm not claiming to understand how these things work, why someone dies young. That's a great mystery. You depend on God that somehow it's everything latova, everything is going to work out good. There's a story in my wife's family that there was one of her ancestors died young. He was supposed to become a rabbi. He died before he got to take over the job. there was no pension. He hadn't started the job yet. So you think this is horrible. How could this be? So they became kind of poor because of that. Because of that, they left Europe. And because of that, they were saved from the Holocaust. Because he died when he was young, they were spared. So we don't know the ways of God. Finally, the Ramban. Ramban sort of, you know, took the mystical side of the Ramban. He says, wait a second. You're so upset about the dead. You're ripping your skin. You're almost doing something that's a little bit suicidal kind of thing. He says, wait a second. Don't be that upset. Don't you know? There's Hasharat HaNefesh. The soul goes on. It's not over. Yeah, we don't get to see them anymore. It's very sad. But shouldn't be that. Shouldn't mourn that much. And he says that explains why we say that you shouldn't be mitabel yoter midai. No one should mourn too much. There was a widow in Yochanan's neighbor, and she was crying so much he couldn't sleep, and he was crying too because he was an empathetic person. He said, you know, lady, you shouldn't cry so much. That's enough. You lost your son a year ago. It's over. And he said, if not, it'd be a problem. So you're really crying for yourself. At some point, crying about your own bereftness, you're lost. Cry for a person. There's Shiva. There's Shloshim. There's a year. There's seven. There's 30. There's a year. That's what it is for mourning. And beyond that, there's a certain point at which we shouldn't mourn too much. Now, there's a big debate. It's considered a disorder if you mourn too much. Now, the DSM-5, the diagnostic manual for the psychiatry, they claim that it's a disorder if you have too much mourning. Obviously, a lot of people mourn for a long time, especially for a child, especially a widow. But there should be some limit. Because knowing that the soul does live on, there should be some limit. We don't take the approach that some other faiths take, that because we soul lives on, so you shouldn't mourn at all. You're in a better place. We don't celebrate at a funeral. At the funeral, you should mourn. At the Shiva, you should mourn. At the Shloshim, you should mourn. For the parent, you mourn for a year. It's okay. We remember them every year, but we have certain specific things we do. We don't go beyond that. Beyond that, if we were still crying 3 years later all the time, that would be going too far. There is Hasharat. At some point, you have to say to yourself, wait a second. I do believe in the resurrection of the dead. I do believe that the soul lives on in the Gan Eden, in the afterlife. So there's a limit to how mournful I should be. I should be mournful because I don't have my relationship anymore. The person is gone. That's why you should be mournful. But the person is totally gone? No, there is Hasharat HaNefesh. Again, not to eradicate mourning. On the contrary, it's a mitzvah to mourn, the rabbinic mitzvah to mourn. However, maybe in the Torah mitzvah to take pause for the death. However, going this far as to cut one's skin, that's going too far. That's too much. So we have three basic approaches. Either as children of God, it's just not befitting for children of God to do certain things. Number two, you have such extreme feelings. Wait a second. Don't forget, you got a good relative. You have a father in heaven. No matter what kind of father you lost here, there's a father in heaven. Finally, there's a theological question. You feel so angry at God. Don't forget, God has a plan. You feel that you're totally lost. Your relative. Don't forget, there is an afterlife. So these are three approaches to the connection between Banim Atem Hashem Lechem, that we are children of God, and the idea that we shouldn't cut ourselves over the loss, God forbid, of a close relative. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lehem, the congregation, for this discussion of what it means to be a child of God and what the implication might be. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays and the parasha. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.